This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Wake up, will you, pal? If you're not inside, you are outside, okay? And I'm not talking about some $400,000 a year working Wall Street stiff, flying first class and being comfortable. I'm talking about liquid. Rich enough to have your own jet. Rich enough not to waste time.
To develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you.
You don't get what you want. You get what you are. You've got to become what you want. You've got to realize that the minute you hold your mind in harmony with the good you want, then you've already got it.
Rich people give themselves pep talks when no one's around. When they're by themselves, they say things like, I'm a winner. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I am going to win. I'm going to make this happen. They don't say that in front of others. They say it to themselves. They give themselves a verbal out loud pep talk. They speak into existence what they want.
Imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. Everything in your imagination is God showing you in your mind something he has for you. You just got it. You can't tell it to everybody. Because they ain't going to see it. You know why you can't tell it to everybody? Because if you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person. God has shown you some amazing stuff in your life that you thought was brilliant. Then you took it to your friends and your family, and you shared it with them, and they shot it down. You know why they shot it down? Because they couldn't see it. You know why they couldn't see it? Because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you.
Control your mental attitude and make yourself friendly and agreeable with everyone with whom you are closely associated if you expect friendly cooperation in return. Indifference cannot create a mastermind alliance for you. A negative mental attitude can bring you nothing but failure. Remember always, you are where you are and what you are because of your mental attitude in which you relate yourself to other people. Remember also, your mental attitude is the one and the only thing over which you have complete control. Success is something which has to be planned. And success is something which has to be earned in advance. True, there is such a thing as luck, but just remember that luck is something you can create for yourself if you know the rules and follow them just as I give them to you. Remember, too, that success in the higher brackets of achievement is something that can be had only by taking others along with you. And the best definition of success which I know is this. Success is the knowledge with which to get whatever you want from life without violating the rights of others and by helping others to acquire it.
Our brain is an electronic switching station. When we activate brain cells, we alter the vibration in different parts of the body. I could not move my hand up and down or my arm up and down without first giving a message to my brain to do that. Well, the brain activates cells in the body. It sets up a vibration in the body. The vibration that the mind and body are in is going to dictate what you attract. Because when you put yourself in a vibration, what you're really doing is put yourself on a specific frequency. That's what you do when you set a goal. Most people set a goal and then wait for it to happen. It's never going to happen. You've got to assume that it's already happened. You've got a picture of it in your mind. Mentally, it's already happened. It's happened because I've got the idea in my conscious mind. If I didn't have the idea in my conscious mind, I couldn't talk to you about it. The very fact I can talk to you about it means that I've already got it. Then I've got to get emotionally involved in it. I'm already emotionally involved in the goal that I've got. I've got it intellectually, I've got it emotionally. It's only a period of time till it moves into form. How does it move into form? Well, you attract whatever is required for it to move into form. You attract all the energy that is necessary to produce the physical result. How do you do that? You do that by intellectually and emotionally staying in the vibration of the good that you desire. You see it already in the present tense. So that keeps you on the frequency, and that frequency then dictates what you're going to attract. You can only attract to you what's in harmonious vibration with you.
Be grateful for it, and that's when good things happen. You know what I mean? To have that bitterness and that negativity, then things start going bad. You know what I mean? So I think the fact that I have them thoughts and the fact that I appreciate everything and I'm grateful for the things around me and the way things are going, that's why it's going so good for me.
You don't need anybody to understand it. You don't need anybody to approve you. You don't need anybody to say, go ahead on and do it. If you get that, that's fantastic. If you get that encouragement, that's great. But I say stand up within yourself boldly and say, this is my life. I'm controlling my destiny.
Manifestation is really just setting a goal or choosing an outcome and taking the actions that you have to make that come true. It's as simple as that. But the neuroscience process starts with raised awareness. So, you know, if your life hasn't panned out exactly like you always dreamed it would, or you find yourself stuck, or you find yourself repeatedly making the same kind of mistake, then you need to understand why, because you can't change it if you don't understand why you're not achieving the things you want, or what's holding you back, what's a barrier, what's an obstacle, indeed, what you could do differently. So once you think, okay, this is not working for me, this is how I would rather my life should be.
This is my vision, this is my dream, my goal, yeah. This is the outcome that I want.
It's not immediately a case of doing something, so.
Really, it's not about taking action right away.
Not right away.
Everything in the world is reminding us to become separate and selfish, causing us to feel lack and unworthy, prejudice or competitive. But when you overcome those emotional states that keep you anchored to the past, the side effect of that is called wisdom. And I can tell you from experience, when the unseen, when the magic starts happening in your life, and things start appearing out of nowhere because you created them from nowhere, or something appears out of nothing because you created it from nothing, and when it happens in no time because you created it in no time, and you say to yourself, is this odd or is it God? You will look back at your entire life and you will not want to change one thing in your past because it brought you to that present moment. And that's the moment the past no longer exists. And the emotion from that experience should inspire you to create your next experience. And that's called evolution.
Behavioral science shows that the hardest part of any task isn't doing it, it's starting it. That first moment takes the most mental energy. So when you lower the bar, when you make the first step laughably easy, you bypass resistance. Don't work out for an hour, just put on your shoes. Don't write 10 pages, just open the document. Don't eat healthy forever, just drink one glass of water. Once you're moving, your dopamine system kicks in. Effort itself becomes rewarding. Action creates motivation, not the other way around. I can't express to you just how big a point this is. The goal is to get started.
The moment your belief matches with any state, you fuse with it. This union results in the activation and the projection of its plots, plans, conditions, and circumstance. Now, seriously think about what we're talking about here. The moment your belief matches with any state, so you've got this beautiful idea, you're studying, you think, I'm gonna get that. This is, how do you fuse with it? You act like the person you wanna become. Act like the person you wanna become. The moment your belief matches with any state, you fuse with it, you become one with it. This union results in the activation and projection of its plots, plans, conditions, and circumstances. The law of attraction, everything's falling into place.
The stronger the emotion we feel from some challenge or problem in our life, the more altered we are inside of us. If some event occurs, and our chemistry changes, the moment there's a dramatic change in our chemistry, that's the moment the brain freezes a frame and takes a picture, it takes a snapshot, and that's the memory that's embossed in the brain. What the person doesn't know that the arousal of those chemicals, giving the body a rush of energy to be more alert and be more aware, they keep reviewing the problem 50 to 100 times, ruminating over the problem again, and they're producing the same chemistry over and over again to the body, and the body, in a sense, is getting a rush by thought alone, so now it becomes addicted to its own thoughts, right? This gets really kind of wild because you're not aware that you're doing that, but you're giving your body energy, and so the side effect of it then is the body is dependent on that thought.
Whenever you find people who are really successful in life, they're people who do what they love to do. They love their work. The great rule for success in life is to find something that you love to do and then find a way to make a living doing it. Now, when you find what you love to do, it'll be something that gives you energy, it motivates you, it enthuses you. It's probably something that you were meant to do from the time you were born. And when you ask self-made millionaires, what sort of work do? They'll often say, I've never worked a day in my life. I just do what I like to do.
When circumstances and situations are pressing in upon us, the only way we can overcome them is to go within, to actually begin to ask very empowering questions with the awareness that this universal presence and its law will answer any question that you ask. So if you're in a situation that is pressing on you and you ask, what's trying to emerge in my life? What is my gift to share? What is my purpose? Why am I here on the planet? Not just how can I pay my rent, not just how can I stop the pain, which aren't bad questions.
And not just what should I do? Not what should I do, no. But the universal questions.
You ask empowering questions, the universe will answer these questions in a language and in a way that you can understand. There'll be inner prompting, there'll be intuitive hits, nudges, signs, symbols, dreams. It'll come in the language of the individual soul and heart. The difficulty is that when people are in tough situations, they ask disempowering questions. Whoa. They say, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. Who's to blame?
Yeah.
Why me?
Yes.
Those are the disempowering questions. So the universe will answer those too. It'll pull on the database of human experience and say, you were born on the wrong side of the tracks, or you were born on the right side of the tracks, or you, this happened or that happened. It'll give you a bevy of excuses. But if you ask an empowering question, you'll get an answer to rise above the muck.
Beliefs are subconscious states of being, right? So, and it tends to be 95% of who we are by the time we get to the middle of our life. So it's those subconscious beliefs that really run our life and run our reality. So it would make sense then to the person, unless I can heal from the experience and overcome the emotion, because the memory without the emotional charge is called wisdom, and you never have to do it again because you know now that you know. If that's the truth then, okay, I'll do this for a period of time, but this state is not loving to me. Living in this state is not loving to me. What's loving to me is that I actually overcome the emotion of the past. And when I overcome the emotion of the past, now the body's no longer believing in that any longer, right?
So we must become aware of what it is that we believe. Otherwise, we don't know what to change. Our first reaction to a new awareness about ourselves is often resistance. And that's all right, because any reaction is good. It means the change is already in process. Let yourself notice how you react so that you are aware of what's going on. Our lessons are not necessarily easy. If they were easy, they wouldn't be lessons. It takes time and effort to learn what we need to learn. So don't demand instant change. Let yourself do it step by step. It will get easier as you go along. Too often we get impatient and we want to do things right now. Impatience is only resistance to learning. It means you want the goal without going through the process.
The most successful people have come to that conclusion as well. is that self-discipline is the master key to success. So for you to write down your goals and make a plan and set priorities and start with your most important task takes tremendous self-discipline. If you haven't done it up to now, it's so hard. But Goethe said, everything is hard before it's easy. And everything at the beginning is difficult, but later it becomes easy and automatic. You have to force yourself to discipline yourself at the beginning, but after that, it becomes easier and easier, and you actually feel happy.
But guess what happens? The alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. to train. I don't want to be a SEAL today. I don't want to be whatever today. I'll start tomorrow. And that's the usual pattern of people's lives. That's why I talk about clearing out the mind. Until you really want to do something, you're always going to be a talker. You're always going to run your mouth.
Your imagination is real, man. So when I imagine stuff, I act on it. Because then he must want me to have it, or else he wouldn't have showed it to me. And then to quit worrying about how to get it done. The how-to is none of your business. God in the blessing business, man. You got to go with it. So when you have these things in your imagination, wake up and get into action. Stop, I need to figure out. No, the Bible don't say figure nothing out. The Bible say ask, believe, receive. There ain't no stuff in the middle. Now, you got to be willing to work, but he don't require you to figure it out. The how-to is none of your business. That's all you got to know.
Talking to yourself in a positive way, what is called auto-suggestion, is the most powerful.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Wonderful way of reprogramming your mind for success. By repeating any of these affirmations or by saying anything else that empowers and motivates you, it changes the chemical composition of your mind. These positive messages make you feel good about yourself. They release energy and they give you greater self-confidence. Positive self-talk enables you to take complete control over your conscious mind. These words you say make you feel more focused and aware. They give you a greater sense of personal power.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, that if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. That living alone is just very difficult. And once we begin to come to grips with the fact that living is difficult, life is very challenging.
You have not because you ask not. It's that simple. Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you ain't never asked God, could you have it? Most people ain't rich today because you ain't never asked God, could you be rich? I asked God every day when I was homeless. You got to start asking God for big stuff. Stop wasting God's time with all this little stuff. Lord, help me make my rent. Don't he always? You keep coming up with the rent. Has it ever occurred to you that maybe you should ask God for a mortgage? If you quit asking for rent and ask for mortgage, you don't think God got mortgage money? So you rule yourself out of the mortgage simply because you won't ask.
But your energy is just being dissipated in like 20 different directions. So your brain needs pressure. It needs constant pressure. And stress and pressure is not a bad thing. We have this thing where we feel like stress is bad. It's bad for you. Bad. You know, you need to relax, man. You need to chill. Stress will kill you. No, being bored will kill you. Not having anything to do will kill you is much more dangerous than stress. Yes, you can work too hard. You can work where there's no soul involved. But I'd rather die under the stress than be bored and have nothing to do. Okay? So feeling that pressure, it makes your eyes pop open. It makes your brain focus. It makes you alert. It makes you want to live. It makes everything seem exciting to you because you've got to get things done.
You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. And I'm not saying don't believe in God or what you believe in, but right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you got to be quiet. Shut up, go in a room, stop talking, search your soul, search your mind, search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you got to go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
But if you want to see if you're a brave person, what they call the 4 o'clock in the morning courage, wait when things go completely to pieces, when things are the worst, when your very best deal falls apart and your rent is late and you're tired and you're sick and everybody is mad at you and your car doesn't work. Then it's the person that picks themselves up and says, nothing is going to stop me. You know, the best quality in the world that you can develop, and I give it to you because I made it my life's habit to develop this quality. I hope I've got it, but I don't know for sure. But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit. And nothing will ever stop me. Make the decision that you can be tired, you can be worn out, but nothing is ever going to stop you. That's a wonderful decision. Because then no matter what life throws at you, you pick yourself up. And you say, okay, give it your best shot, as Fonzie says. Nothing is going to stop you. It's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling. And it's the basis of self-esteem.
The reason you want it so damn bad is because you know you can get it. You know you're capable. You know if you do everything right or everything that you're supposed to do, that you can achieve. And when you know you can do it, you get pissed off when you don't have it already. And see, the problem is so many people don't think that they can do it. That's when you lose your drive. People want to talk about, where's that fire? That fire is by starting it. You got to ignite it, and that's going to light that fire. Now you know how big this fire can get. You know how dangerous you could be. You just got to stoke the fire every day. You got to keep adding to it. Every time you add to it, it gets a little bigger. It gets a little more possible. It doesn't seem so crazy anymore. And after you add it enough, you see what's capable. Until one day that fire is there and it's enraged, all because of a spark.
Nothing ever just happens by luck, but every effect has its definite cause, albeit we often observe effects the causes of which we cannot isolate or understand.
Now there's three types of people in this world. Those who watch things happen, those who wonder what happened, and those who get up and make it happen. And it's easy for you to figure out what type of person you are. Do you wait to start doing it until you feel like doing it? Or do you get up and get after it until you feel like doing it? Come on now. It starts with the dream killer button. Don't hit it. What you doing? You gonna snooze yourself or choose yourself? Don't confuse yourself and lose yourself. How you gonna start your day with a nap? You ain't even done nothing yet. You had plans of waking up last night when you set that alarm. What happened since then? Your dreams got smaller, so you stay in your bed. Your life is less important than the excuses in your head. You stay in your bed, your dreams stay in your head. Choosing your feelings instead of what you said last night when that alarm was set.
The reason you don't have more money in your life is because you settle for mediocrity. Because money is a frequency. It's an energy. It's a vibration. So when you readily accept lower quality food, what you're saying to the universe is, universe, I happily accept the lowest quality for the most important thing of my life, my body. Please, universe, don't send me more money, because I am happy with less than what is ultimately available to me. You see how you're creating more of what you don't want? You're not living in your authentic self. Poor in spirit people say the words, I can't afford that. Authentic self people say the words, how could I afford that? That's the shift.
I shall introduce you to your greatest asset. And with this introduction, the master key to success will be within your easy reach. I say this is your greatest asset, with which you may tap and draw upon the supreme power which created you and runs this entire universe. The name of this principle is applied faith. I should know what I'm talking about because I was handicapped at birth by the four horsemen which keep most people in bondage all the days of their lives: poverty, fear, illiteracy, and superstition.
I'm going to just tell you guys right now straight up how it works in life. There's cheat codes in life, bro. There's shortcuts in life. And I'm going to tell you guys right now. You watch me because in some way you can relate to me or you look up to me in some way. Well, guess what? You can go out and get this shit too. I'm trying to tell you it's not easy. It takes a lot of hard work, dedication, a lot of blessings, a lot of luck. It's lucky. But at the same time, you have people that work years and years and years and years. And it finally will pay off. If you work extremely hard at whatever you got going on, something that you love to do, I swear to God, your life will change. It takes one whole year to see crazy improvement.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living, or get busy dying.
You gotta want it bad. You gotta want it so bad that it hurts, that you don't can have it yet. That throughout your whole life, every day, day in and day out, you've been putting in work and you're not there yet. That should be painful. You should be punching yourself for this. I thought you wanted this shit. You tell everybody you want this shit. You wake up and you tell yourself you're gonna get it. And then you fail to live up to your own expectations every single goddamn day. You gotta want it with your heart. You gotta wake up and you gotta want it that. You gotta want it as bad as you wanna breathe, as you wanna eat, as you wanna go to bed, and you can't sleep because you're tossing and turning thinking about what you gotta do tomorrow, and your goals are so far away, and you're walking and you need to sprint to even catch up, to even get close. You gotta want it so bad that nothing else matters. Anything that's not working towards that is a waste of your time. That's how bad you gotta want it. So stop wasting every single day. You gotta get up and get the fuck after it. Let's go.
You want that? Not a problem. But let's learn the formula of how to create, right?
Yes.
So then you'd have to feel those emotions before the experience occurred. And if you understood that you could dissociate all of your attention from this three-dimensional reality and have no attention on anything known, and understand it's the field that creates matter, not matter that emits the field. And if you could get to that place and change your energy with a clear intention and elevated emotion, your heart starts beating in this beautiful rhythm like a drum. We've measured it so many times. And when that occurs, the next thing that happens, the heart informs the brain, it's safe to create now. Examine your personality. And examine your personal reality. Change your personality. Change your personal reality. Don't make it be about abundance. Make it about becoming abundant by overcoming the person who's not abundant.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
The winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Definiteness of purpose. By now, you should know what you want most from life, and you should have a plan for getting it. Going the extra mile. This is a must if your major purpose is anything above mediocre.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it, right? So if you're going to remember it, you got to keep it alive in your mind. How do you keep it alive in your mind? You disconnect from your environment. You close your eyes. You play music in the background. Don't be thinking about what's going to happen in your day. You already know what's going to happen. Don't think what happened yesterday. You already know that. Get in the present moment and say, who do I want to be when I open my eyes? Who do I want to be today? What would greatness look like?
Right.
How would one day, one shot, one lifetime, what would an abundant person do?
Don't let losers and brokies sit and say to you, oh, all our graves are the same. It doesn't matter. No, it does matter. You were not born to suffer and die without being remembered or leaving a mark on this planet. You weren't born for that. You were born to do something great and to be remembered. You were born to leave offspring, which are so fantastic, raised in your image, that you, by proxy, are discussed into eternity. Your bloodline becomes synonymous with competence and capability. That's why you were born.
What you say is what you get. The tongue is a creative force. What do you say when you talk to yourself? Do you call yourself names, or do you give yourself a pep talk? Wealthy people give people pep talks. If you do these things, you can be on your way to putting $1 million cash in the bank. And I have to tell you, making money today is easier than ever before in history. It's not harder, it's easier.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come? 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 And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here, it's here, it's here.
The person who's living in lack is waiting for their wealth to feel abundant. They're waiting for their success to feel empowered. They're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. They're waiting for their mystical experience to feel awe. That's the Newtonian model of reality, of cause and effect. You know, waiting for that event to happen to take away this separation or lack. Nothing wrong with it. It's the way most people create. But what we've discovered is actually something else. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins. Mm. The moment you feel worthy and abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you're empowered, you are moving towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you'll create an equal. The moment you are in awe of life, you're going to have a mystical experience. And so that's causing an effect.
If you want it, don't just think you want it. Go out and fucking want it. But you're not looking like you want it. You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself. And nobody fucking wants anybody that's feeling sorry for themselves.
Isn't it strange that so often people have to be cut down by failure and defeat before they learn that they have minds capable of mastering all of their problems? Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit.
What is money? Define it. What is money? You go in, you give your time, your energy, your attention towards a task, and you get paid. What is those 15 pounds that you're getting for that hour worth?
Your time?
No, not your time. What is it worth? Where does it come from? Who gives that thing value? It has no value. That money isn't real. So what you need to do is you need to create money. And you create money by elevating the way that you think about finances, the way that you think about business, the way that you think about working. You don't work in order to get a paycheck. You work in order to build things that create money.
Your body is so objective that it's believing, it's living in that reality.
Yes.
Where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. Nothing changes in your life until you change.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky. You don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their goals and keeps going.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.